What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Welcome to the first of many in the new interview series where I have long-form conversations and boil it down into little small bite-sized chunks. And the first of many interviews is Ari Shaffir. I sat down with him while he was out in Hollywood, and we talked for 2 hours, and it is now a four-part series. Part one comes out today, which you're about to see is me and him talking about This Is Not Happening, the drama that happened there and with Comedy Central, and we get deep, we go dark. In part two, which comes out next week, we talk about his new Jude tour, doing a themed hour, breaking down the creative barrier with his art and his comedy. Part three, we talk about social media, finding a balance with life and promoting your work and promoting your business. Part four is all about travel, and Ari shares his exit strategy for stand-up comedy. Four-part series, part one, getting started right now.
What's up, y'all? This is Bill of Dallas. This is my first show coming to you live, kind of, from L.A., straight out of the South. You know what I'm saying? Moved out here to become a roadie for number one rapper ever. It's Atmosphere. Hell yeah. Anyway, I come out and I found out that apparently Atmosphere doesn't live in L.A. So, things like that. Anyway, I don't really want to talk about it. It's very emotional for me. So, let's get right into the show. All right? Peace. All right. Well, this is the part where I go over, like, special events and the current things that are going on in my life. There's nothing going on in my life. I just got a camera so I can become famous on the internet. I also got my first piece of mail. You saw the envelope there. It was a bill. For the electricity, apparently I've got to pay that pretty soon, so that's going to be tough. Anyway, that's pretty much it for this segment of the show. Alright, this part of the show is where I review movies. I don't have any money right now, so I couldn't go see a new movie. There's like 10,000 BCs out, which looks pretty badass. And then there's some other movies that semi-pro with the guy from Anchorman. He's got the curly hair. He's funny, too. I didn't go see that one either. But I'm sure they're both real good movies. I'm reviewing a movie from back in the day. This movie's Goonies. Anyway, it's a really good movie. I don't know if anybody's seen it out there, but it changed my life. Definitely makes you believe that you can find treasure and hidden pirate ships on the coast. So I'm hoping if I can get a ride, I'm going to go to the beach and find, you know, a hidden treasure, because then I could move to Minnesota and pretty much follow my dream. So anyway, Goonies is pretty much follows the story of these extremely brilliant kids that know everything, and I learned a lot from it. I'm not sure if it's supposed to be an educational movie, but it was really entertaining. I do believe there's a dance move that's going to come back from this movie, the Truffle Shuffle. I'm sure it's going to be in all the clubs if it's not already. And if I could get into a club, apparently some of them have dress codes, I might be able to find out and see if the Truffle Shuffle does work. If any of y'all work at a, establishment where there are women that are drunk, let me know, because I'd like to go for show. So anyway, that's it for the movie segment. I do recommend Goonies. Go see it in the local theater or rent it on VHS. DVD, that's right. The technology out here is crazy. I've never seen a DVD before today. It scared me. The light shined in my eyes, and it hurts. So that's why I'm wearing glasses right now, because it hurt my eyes a bit. So it was a really good experience. Anyway, that's the movie segment. We're moving on to the next segment, which is the internet review. This is where I talk about the internet. I've never had the internet before, but I was down at the library and I was checking it out because I never had a computer either. It's pretty crazy, you know. So I found this thing called MySpace, started my own MySpace page. You can go check it out at Bill of Dallas. It's actually www.myspace.com/Bill of Dallas. That's my MySpace. Become my friend. I'm friends with Atmosphere already and some of his crew, which is really awesome. I didn't know they like accepted me as a friend like right away. It was so awesome. So it's getting really, I'm going to be a roadie, and I'm going to be able to carry his microphone and plug it in and, you know, maybe set up ants, turntables and stuff like that. I don't really know, but it's going to be awesome. I'm going to be famous, and y'all know, and you'll be able to see it happen because I'm documenting this stuff. Anyway, all right. So that was the internet review. I'm kind of new to the internet, so that's all I got right now. Normally, this would be where my sponsors go. Today, my sponsor is nothing. But if you'd like to be a sponsor, you like what you see here, you want maybe get better shows, you know, give me some money, I can go see a movie, and I'll review it for you, let you know what that's all about. That'd be cool. You can send your questions and stuff like that to my email address is for the show. It's Bill of Dallas. What is my show? Anyway, I'm pretty sure it's Bill of Dallas Show at gmail.com. If that's it, then sweet. I can't really remember what I put up there. It's going to be in the credits. All the information linked to my MySpace page and also my email. You could email me and I can email you back next time I go to the library, which I'm probably going to go right now when I'm done. Because it's awesome. And see if there's any movies I can rent. And then after I do the sponsors, that was the sponsors section. I'm sponsoring myself this week. After that, I will read your emails. So when you send me any emails, I'm going to read them. Comment on them. If you have questions for me, you just let me know. There's a movie you want me to review. There's something on the internet you think I should check out because the internet's pretty cool. Let me know. And if you have any ideas, other things I can talk about on the show, you just let me know. All right, peace out. This is the first show, first episode, number one, Bill of Dallas Show. Peace out.